The Alaska Music Spotlight on KMBA is sponsored by the Taproot Public House in Spinard, featuring the Fall Talent on Tap local music contest Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Details at taprootalaska.com. It is 5:35, your Friday afternoon. Drive home is going to get just a little bit better as the Alaska Music Spotlight kicks in with Alaskan artists on the radio every Friday at this time. It's the way it should be. We should have our music over the airwaves in our own city, and we do. Tonight, we are going to be exploring alternative folk. We're going to be exploring freak grass. We are going to be exploring the double banjo attack of the Shoot Dangs. They are in studio live. How you doing, guys? How's it going?
Fantastic.
Not bad.
I can't believe you're finally here. In other words, where the heck did you come from is one of my first questions, as we're going to get to know you a little bit through your music. And a big way to get to know the band is to go out tonight to the Taproot. They're playing at the Taproot with the Goat Rodeo opening. And so that'll kick in 8, 9 o'clock. It's not too bad out there, so everybody can get out of the house and go see some local music. Introduce yourselves. Let's start right here in the front, and let's introduce the band, if you could.
Well, I'm Johnny Lungs. I currently reside in Fairbanks. Moved up there instead of moving back to New Orleans last December. So
he's originally from Wisconsin, you mentioned, and now residing in Fairbanks. You know, the whole band is not a Fairbanks band, is it? Would you say it is?
No, okay. Not at all.
All right,
I do quite the commute.
Name the other folks around here, since not everybody's got a microphone, and we can just.
Miss Josephine Wales. I mostly come from Portland, but I came up here to visit, and I'm still here.
Tapping with the shoes. We'll be hearing that a little bit, and keep going around the room.
And I'm Cage, and out of Anchorage.
Cage out of Anchorage on the banjo. Tim, I know Tim.
Yeah, Timmy, and play some banjo. I try.
Timmy on the banjo, and the bass has got the lowest microphone, so you have to bend down a little low and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Matt.
Matt is on bass. The Shoot Dangs I described as picking, tapping, and ukin, because there's no other way to talk about a ukulele. What a unique combination. Is this something you've seen before, or you just figured you'd make it up on the fly? How did the group come together with a ukulele, two banjos, a bass, and somebody clogging and tapping on a soundboard? Where'd it come from?
I think we're just inspired by each other.
Yeah, we all met. We like each other. We hang out and play lots of music.
So it wasn't necessarily a particular sound that you saw before and you said, ooh, no, we like that, let's do that.
I've never seen two banjos before.
That's something I have never
like,
seen
oh,
before.
Oh, you play that? Let's put together.
Two banjos is definitely unique, so let's dive right into some music, give the folks listening in their drive home and at their homes a little flavor of the Shoot Dangs, who are playing tonight at the Taproot. What's your first song for us tonight?
Take the Money and Run.
Let's go for it.
I'm a car on the side of the road, running from the law with a
It is the Shoot Dangs live in studio here at KMBA, live on your radio as you're driving home and enjoying the evening. Head back out there, playing at the Taproot tonight. Goat Rodeo opening up. Couldn't be a better pairing. You guys are, of course, familiar with the Goat Rodeo, whose music is unique as well, and getting some airplay on KMBA occasionally. You're just getting started. Now, we talked about how you came together, but there was this sense of coming out of the blue almost that... I saw a little bit of Tim and Cage here just a couple months ago. And how long has the band been together?
I guess you could say our first show was the first Trapper Creek of the summertime.
Yep.
We got together. We set up a show. Johnny and I have played.
We've been playing for 5 years together.
Yeah, so we've like got a lot of each other's styles and songs already down. You know, of course, we're always writing new ones, but... And then Tim and I met, and he played banjo. I played banjo, so. And Matt plays good banjo, too, but he's on the bass right now.
Three banjos is just too much.
I was just about to say, was there any thought to saying, okay, we only need one banjo. Who's going to give it up? You just decided, no, we both do it. Forget it. We'll just play. We'll both play.
Yeah, we all play different instruments, and so we kind of play our favorite ones and make up fun parts for it. It sometimes is fun, you know, having two banjo parts where one person's, like, just, you know, lead playing, and then you've got the other one. So I don't know. It just kind of works a little bit.
How'd you first pick up the banjo? What age? And was it always your first instrument?
I first picked up the banjo because of Boot at Goat Rodeo. He got this banjo that I'm playing for me right now and at a thrift store in town, and I started playing it, and I just haven't put it down yet.
Tim, same kind of question. A banjo being a semi-unique instrument, is it something you've always played or just recently picked up on?
I've had one maybe 15 years, but I never was like serious. I just got tired of guitar. That's what it came down to. It's kind of boring and like,
Try something new?
Yeah, try something new. And I just started really playing like the last 2 or 3 years. But it's
hard to learn.
To do a camper.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
How hard are they to learn? Is it something that takes quite a while to master?
It depends. You know, if it's your first string instrument, which often it's not, you know, it's easier to pick up. But if it is your first string instrument, it might be a little different. There's a tenor banjo and the five-string banjo, and it just depends on which one you like better.
I kind of like that. Kind of like that you've rolled in the ukulele as well, which is not again not necessarily traditional with the kind of outfit we got here. You don't often see that. Sounds good with band. I appreciate you guys playing.
Thank you.
And is that purposeful? Did you just stumble across that? How'd you add that instrument to the group?
I was for the last 8 years. I was hitchhiking, hopping freight trains around the lower 48, and I was carrying an acoustic bass guitar, and it's just too heavy. I couldn't carry it with with my whole home. So this girl I knew wanted to get into photography, and she had a soprano ukulele, so I traded her old film camera for ukulele.
That makes a lot of sense. If you're traveling, it's a little smaller, a little easier. And certainly a jam with other folks, and before you know it, you realize, hey, this could be an integral part of our group. That poor Matt over there with a simple bass. just your simple old electric bass. Now, I want to add in one more flavor here. Let's get a couple of steps from our stepper over here, because I've got you on mic. That is, if I'd done my research, I might have talked a little about the traditions of Appalachian clogging or stepping that goes along with some of the more rootsier bands. Is that something that you grew up with? Go ahead and step up to number two here.
My grandma was a tap dancer, and I'd like to get more into clogging and more into the flamenco dance and just kind of put it all together. I only took a few tap dance lessons. Mostly I've just been tapping on the street for percussion with bands, so I don't really do the buffalo.
But there's a long history. history that goes with tap along with the rootsy southern sounds. So it's nice to see. I don't know if I've seen that up here before other than the contra activities that go on during the Anchorage Folk Festival, which, by the way, is just around the corner, everybody. It's in January, Anchorage Folk Festival. Where are you guys playing next? Well, actually, you know what? We're going to talk a little about – I know you're going on tour, I think, just from what I understand. We're going to find out where these guys are heading, what they're up to. They're certainly playing tonight, so you can catch them there. Let's get to more music. Let's hear some more songs. What have you got for us next?
This next song is called Stomp.
The Shoot Dangs live in studio on 90.3 KMBA. Music matters. We love to have our local musicians come on in and play for you. And then you got to, in turn, get out there and go see them. This is a loud sound for a small room. Banjos, I'm always curious how to mic them. They sound much better in a big open room. So I hope we're getting some good sound for you out there. The other hard instruments are sometimes like a saxophone. I was telling Matt earlier, it's tough to mic them in a small room like this. Is there any time that you've been asked to keep it down a little bit because a banjo is loud? You go into a small place that's a coffee shop, and before you know it, you guys are rocking out.
No,
nobody's told you to turn it down just yet.
Play louder.
Well, where did the name the Shoot Dangs come from? It just rolls off the tongue nicely, and you got it.
Josie?
It's just something you say. Well, any name that you know is working, it works because people say it back immediately as you tell them.
Yeah.
So it works.
I say shoot.
You say dang.
Shoot.
Dang.
Shoot.
Dang.
There you go. See, I told you. If you'd like to see them, they are playing tonight at the Taproot, 8 o'clock, the Goat Rodeo, another name that you just got to repeat. They are opening up the show right around 8 or 9 o'clock, so head on over for that unique music. Nice evening. Any Christmas songs? You guys are practicing all Christmas songs?
Next year.
We were just talking about this with some other musicians, saying that maybe there needs to be some kind of unique Alaskan local music Christmas show of some kind where you slaughter some Christmas songs or do them traditionally, whatever you want. It is the season. But it's the season for getting out of town sometimes, too. You guys are going on the road soon?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the plan.
So good time of year to escape, right? Let's go somewhere around January and get rid of a couple of winter months. Is that was that planned or just...
Just no? Worked out that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where are you headed?
I fly out to New Orleans next Friday. So...
And the full band is going along?
We're all going.
We're all going to New Orleans.
We're going to Asheville, to Austin, Texas, and everywhere in between.
Wow. Well, I envy that. Love travel. So you've got a lot of dates already hooked up, or are you just going to try to wing it?
We've got half places booked and still going from there, still booking right now as we speak.
First show's January 2nd in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Where can folks get more information about the Shoot Dangs? Is there a website, easy address that folks can tune into?
Well, right now we're on Facebook, and we just advertise what we're doing there to keep up. Because we're relatively new, we're just kind of getting started with going on the road together. And then, you know, we've got a little album that we're working on right now, too. So we're trying to finish all that stuff before we hit the road. And we've got like a week, so. Shoot Dang.
Shoot Dang.
Shoot Boy, Dang. We got to get working. Let's hear some more music. What are you going to play for us next?
This next song is called Red Water.
Let's dive in.
Thank you.
live in studio with the Shoot Dangs, getting to know the band. You can do a better job by going out tonight and seeing their music and listening to their music and meeting them up close and personal at the Taproot tonight. Goat Rodeo opening up the show. I really appreciate you guys coming in. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It is a unique sound, and you just start to really get into it, and you want another song every time you hear a tune. So, but there was a thought that just crept into my mind. I'm thinking, you know, I love the energy of this. You guys ever do a ballad? is it possible to do a slow song? There's no telling what you could do with the Shoot Dangs. That's going to be a unique flavor to add.
We got one that's about 7 minutes right now.
Yeah.
That you would call maybe a slower tempo ballad kind of. No,
it's fast.
It hurts.
It hurts.
Well,
the cortisone shots from it.
You know, art is pain.
That last song is formerly known as
Carpal Tunnel.
That, I imagine. Now, you guys have all played other instruments before, probably, you know, acoustics and other guitars. Do you find that your wrists and tendons are a little bit more sore, but with a small ukulele and the tighter banjo, does it really bother you after a long
tricks,
show?
There's stretching. I mean, you learn how to play and how to relax your hand or learn how to do something in the middle of before you know.
It can be a little more challenging, though, right, than your typical.
Eat a lot of bananas. Potassium is great.
Potassium and magnesium.
You can chew with banana peel, too.
See, you had no idea the
chew with banana.
That's true.
The trouble you had to go through to be in the Shoot Dangs.
Mama didn't warn me.
A lot of work. Well, we're going to send everybody off with one last reminder that you can check them out on Facebook. Look up the Shoot Dangs. You can go to the show tonight and catch the live set. Then they're off on tour. Anything in between tonight and heading out on town? Is there any other dates you want to mention? Anything?
Unless you got something in Fairbanks going on. We'll have plenty of stuff when we get back.
Yeah.
In February.
In February we start playing around.
All right.
Again, locally, and probably shoot out everywhere.
If Fairbanks, you miss them tonight, you can catch them in February. Thanks a lot for coming on in. And
thanks,
we'll see you again. We'll head on out to the World Cafe. You're listening to 90.3 KNBA.
For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.